This is the Nine News Podcast.
Coming up, Hillsong founder to foot court costs, the next stage of a defence deal, and a supermarket slammed for sketchy pricing. I'm Rhiannon Solomon-Marin with this afternoon's Nine News Podcast. Brian Houston's bid to have his legal bill covered has been rejected after he was cleared of covering up his father's child sexual abuse. Here's Nine News court reporter Josh Bryant.
Brian Houston made the costs application after he was last year found not guilty of one count of concealing a serious indictable offence. The Hillsong founder says he didn't tell police when he learned in 1999 that his father had sexually abused a child decades earlier because the victim, who is now an adult, didn't want them involved. He argued he should have his court costs covered on multiple grounds, including that the investigation was unreasonable and the proceedings had no real prospects of success. But a magistrate has rejected the costs application. At Downing Centre Local Court, Josh Bryant, Nine News.
A woman convicted of killing her baby has been refused parole in the first significant tests of New South Wales's No Body, No Parole laws. Kelly Lane was found guilty of murdering her baby, who disappeared days after being born. The State Parole Authority has found she's not met the requirements for release under the No Body, No Parole laws introduced since she was sentenced. Lane has always maintained her innocence. The Prime Minister maintains he will not proceed with changes to anti-discrimination law if there isn't bipartisan support. Work has been done to strengthen religious discrimination laws to protect people of faith and members of the LGBTQI community who work in religious settings. Anthony Albanese believes he's struck the right balance and the opposition should offer its unwavering support.
That's why we've provided the legislation to the opposition. Previously, the opposition were briefed on this, and we've said as well we're happy to engage across the parliament on all of these issues.
An asylum seeker boat believed to be heading for Australia has capsized in the Indian Ocean. It's understood the vessel departed a refugee camp in the region 3 weeks ago. About 150 people were on board, at least 69 have been rescued, the others may have died. Australia is spruiking its defence manufacturing capabilities as the next phase of the AUKUS plan is announced. British company BAE Systems will build the nuclear submarines in Adelaide. Rolls-Royce will be given a $5 billion injection to produce the nuclear reactors that will power the subs. UK Defence Secretary Grant Shapps says it's an important deal.
As everybody realises, we're living in a more dangerous times. The world is perhaps going through a trickier period. I described it previously as going from a post-war to a pre-war era. But not because we want to be at war. In fact, we want exactly the opposite.
Almost half of Australians have been contacted by a bank about a potential scam payment in the last year. A survey by NAB shows three-quarters took action to prevent losing money. The research shows consumers are more scam-aware and savvy than a year ago. A supermarket giant has been caught out advertising specials which are the same as the original price. Some shoppers say so-called discounted products, including Vegemite and Parmesan cheese, are being sold for more than what they normally cost. The ACCC's Deputy Chairman Mick Keogh says dishwashing tablets are also of particular concern.
That's part of the investigation we have underway at the moment. But certainly when you look at pricing week to week, it's interesting how it changes to that degree, and also how the specials, so to speak, seem to switch back and forth between the two majors.
And some Townsville residents have received an unwelcome surprise when a crocodile walked into a service station. The 1.4-metre freshwater croc entered the premises on Tuesday night. It was removed by wildlife officers before being placed in a secure pond. In finance, one Australian dollar is buying 65 US cents.
Sport.
Rabbitohs will reignite their rivalry tonight with a blockbuster match at the Sydney Football Stadium. South Sydney is coming off consecutive losses against Manly and Brisbane to start the season, but Roosters coach Trent Robinson says they haven't been paying attention to the wins column.
They had periods in both games where they looked really strong, and so sort of our preparation for that has been, you know, so understanding why those periods came about and then also how to nullify them.
Leg spinner Adam Zampa has withdrawn from the IPL due to personal reasons. The 31-year-old will prioritise Australia's T20 World Cup campaign in June. Essendon star Darcy Parrish won't play against the Swans tomorrow night. The midfielder was expected to return from a hamstring injury this week, but has been ruled out after pulling up sore from a training session. And in the NBA, the Wizards have defeated the Kings 109-102. Wins also for the Rockets over the Bulls and the Bucks against the Nets. I'm Rhiannon Solomon-Marin. That's the 9 News podcast. For the latest in news, tune into 9 News at 6 p.m.